This person actually is an enemy of the room.
Let's punch on the couch and self-merch, motherfucking Turnskate!
We're ready, we've made it for you guys. It's been absolutely fantastic, but I want you to get nice and loud for the cunt on the couch. Woo. Not you, Lori.
Thank you.
Other one.
Mark Karski!
Yeah, there's been a lot of stuff that has been said today. I feel like this has been the most diverse amount of words we've heard in the night. Dude, there's a mothership?
Oh, yeah.
Explain, somebody. Does anybody have knowledge on this? Pate, have you heard about this?
No.
There's a mother alien mothership.
Yes.
Who? Sailor.
Motherfucker, he's too cool to stay. Has anybody heard of this, or was it just a Jason thing?
I saw, like, something on Instagram.
That's good enough for me. What'd you see?
It was just, like, the headline. I don't read it.
Did you see it? Do you believe in aliens? Yeah? What about after, like, since the government said they exist? That made me think, oh, they don't exist. They don't. Why would they tell us? Dude, I don't trust them. Yeah?
Yeah.
They faked the moon landing, you know what I'm saying, Lori?
Right, yeah.
I think the mothership, I'll believe it. I'll take it, dude. Okay, so you were talking about somebody with, like, extra fingers.
Yeah.
So, dude, I met a girl with six toes once.
Sexy. And
not sexy at all, actually. It's quite grotesque. I just kept counting over and over. I was like, she's like, yes, Mark, there's six. There's six of them. I'm glad you said it, dude. I already said the mothership thing. Dude, I was in karate. Give me that extra minute.
Karate.
Did you guys have to run? I love how she's doing it in like an Asian accent. Oh, karate. Did you guys have to run in your karate classes? Did we all? Why did everybody take karate?
It's at the mall.
Yours was at a fucking mall?
There's always karate.
The only one was at the mall.
That's kind of sad. You're passing by so many fun things.
Yeah.
You just have to fight a six-year-old. Because they didn't teach us anything. I just got an orange belt, and then one day they made us fight each other. I was six. We were just crying, punching each other in the face. They're making bets on it and shit, dude. When are we going to have kid fighting on live television, dude? If they can act, they can fight. You know what I'm saying? I saw a video of a mom. Actually, that's not funny at all what I was about to say. There's a mom who made her kid fight and he cried. It's not funny, but it's funny to me. Somebody's talking about adult diapers. I was thinking, like, dude, I could invent. What about, dude, Danny's dying over there. I forgot what they said already. Was it heinous? Would you wear a gamer diaper if you were a gamer boy? How about you, Dan, since you game?
Yes.
Would you wear a gamer diaper if it was branded?
No question.
Because, like, you could just game longer. You could shit up to twice and pee all day. Yeah, they have LEDs. Maybe a little subwoofer right by Uranus. Maybe. No, it has to be. It has to have that. Somebody's talking about Zoom calls. Dude, I've never done that. Ever. Like, I didn't know who Lori Lightfoot was. I've also never done a Zoom call. Those relate to me somehow. It's how untouched I am. But, like, I saw some kid, dude, during a class, he forgot his camera was on. Did this happen to you guys? And he jerked off in front of his entire class.
Oh, nice. Oh,
he looked at the camera and then finished. I made that last part up. He turned off the camera so quick. Dude, imagine that feeling, the soul-sucking feeling you would feel. Dude, you could feel that just, oh my God, they just saw me beat it. Because you're making a weird face. You know, like when Dan does the that thing. You're like, you were supposed to do that at home. That was an at-home thing. Who was talking about Bill Gates and Bill Clinton and other pieces of shit? Did they leave too? Oh, no. Darn it, he's gone. He was like Bill Clinton and fucking, everyone telling me, that doesn't matter, Bill Gates and Bill Clinton. They both said they didn't do anything on that island, they just went to look.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck else are you supposed to say? They're gonna be like, hey, I was fucking them. Isn't this funny?
Super
but how
funny.
Dumb are you, like, you're gonna ask a guy these fucking kids? Maybe that wasn't him. What was Killer saying about something about how he's like, just demonizing guys who are billionaires to get pussy? I was like, I've never heard that. Can somebody explain that to me since The pussy monster's not here. The coochie wrangler, Khalil. What is he talking about? You're welcome to chime in, anybody, please. Have you heard that?
What are you saying, what?
Like, you said billionaires are getting, people are, like, mad at billionaires for getting pussy. Wait, people are mad at Trump for getting pussy?
Yes.
Why are we mad at him? With Stormy Daniels, she's a dog, you know? Have you seen her recently? She is not aged. She aged like a white person. Sorry, Laurie, that's not what I meant. I didn't mean that, Lord. Who's the porn star that somebody told me you look like? Do you remember the name?
No.
She's lying. I told her that she looked like this porn star and that she searched for her on Facebook. Is that not the oldest white person thing you've ever heard in your entire life? Thank you. That's my mom, and I'm Mark Hurst. Yeah, right here.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Episode 166 of The Comedian. This was on April 11th at the mic that I run, Jerks at Joe's at Josephine's Martini Bar. And, oh, no grill, just Josephine's Martini Bar in Villa Park every Tuesday. 7 p.m. is the live podcast, and 8 p.m. is the open mic. Sign up anytime after 7. We will be there. So, I didn't want to, even watch this for some reason, because, I go up last at Jerks, and usually there's not a lot of people there at the end. It might be a little bit boring, so I was a little bit hesitant to watch it. I was like, oh, maybe I'll just skip this one and do the next day. But, documenting the stand-up journey, I have to show all of it. You know what I'm saying? There might be some that I skipped. I know there's one where I did, 20 minutes of Gambits, and I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to watch this. That was just me bullshitting for 20 minutes. So shit like that to where it would be literally pointless. But showing shit like this where I'm just writing down what people have talked about through the night, bringing some stuff up. But this is kind of what my Tuesdays are like. Not too many people in the crowd at the end of the night. We're all tired. It's pretty much just the host and a couple people. We have, you hear Lori saying some stuff or laughing on the side. We have people on the couch, either a podcast guest or just somebody random live on the couch, and they have a hot mic as well as I do, so we could talk during people's sets and stuff. It's not a heckle mic, Glenn. It's just to make it funnier. You know what I'm saying? But the only thing that wasn't riffed, I believe, because I was just talking about what people were talking about, the mothership and shit like that. Somebody was talking about an actual mothership above us with aliens or something. The running and karate bit, I just wrote down a couple things. I guess I do, my friend AJ pointed out, I do write notes when I watch these. So I technically do write, but I kind of just think the stuff out in my head and just write it down what I want to say. But I like the quitting because of running. I don't actually remember what I just watched, to be honest with you, because I wrote down what I added onto it was I'm probably going to ask the crowd, Orange Belt, that's the beginning one, right? This is the one you get, your first one, you don't really have to do anything for it. Yeah, that was the prerequisite to having us fight each other. I think that'd be funny. And talk about how we were just crying and they're making bets and stuff. I'll probably bring that up at the vault tonight. There's a workshop thing where comedians give each other feedback on jokes at the Comedy Vault. But come to Jerks and Joe's every Tuesday. Vault's good, too, in Batavia. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I was just talking about what people were talking about, because that's kind of what you have to do in a room where it's just comedians. You can't, it's hard to just go over your set of what people have heard already because they know it, right? So it's just better to kind of just talk with them, work on that muscle, maybe work on a bit or two, but just kind of talk about some new shit in the friendly environment of comedians. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm not going to keep talking just because I have a microphone in front of my face. Thank you so much for watching and listening everywhere, guys. I appreciate you so fucking much. If you want to support this comedic journey further, I actually have a Patreon with a Patreon podcast on patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. That's the best way to directly support, because YouTube fucking hates swears, dude. They love to demonetize almost all of my videos, even though there's a YouTube Kids app, and all of these videos are marked not for children. I've even seen swears in commercials before, no idea what's going on. But if you want to support this comedic journey further, like I said, patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. But if you can't or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's keep that algorithm going, baby. I fucking love you guys. Mwah.